This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program says without billions more dollars in funding, the world will see much more instability in the form of mass migration and world hunger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
WFP chief David Beasley told the AP he believed the ending of world hunger was within his sights before the world encountered one catastrophe after another. Between COVID, economic disruption and the war in Ukraine, Beasley said the number of people globally marching to starvation jumped from 80 to 350 million. Beasley also said the funding was within our reach if wealthy nations such as China donated more.
They need to engage in the multilateral world. They need to be willing to provide and help.
He also said the wealthiest billionaires made unprecedented profits during the COVID-19 pandemic. And
with $400 trillion worth of wealth, it's not too much to ask some of these multi-billionaires to step up and help us in this short-term crisis.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Filipino Catholics marked the beginning of Holy Week by having their palm fronds blessed by Catholic priests on Palm Sunday and praying for the health of Pope Francis. At a Catholic church about 20 kilometers east of Manila, hundreds of devotees attended the morning mass and waved their palm fronds as a sign of discipleship and remembrance of Jesus Christ. The blessed palms are later placed outside their houses in a belief it will ward off evil spirits. Pope Francis was hospitalized on Wednesday due to breathing difficulties. He was released on Saturday and expected to preside over Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. Roman Catholics comprise about 80% of the more than 110 million Philippine population. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Burkina Faso has expelled correspondents from France's Le Monde and Libération dailies, according to those newspapers on Sunday. It's the latest move the junta running the West African country has taken against French media. Libération said it vigorously protests these absolutely unjustified expulsions. That's a quote. The paper suggested the expulsions were linked to an investigation it published earlier in the week. The story probed the circumstances behind a video in which children and adolescents were shown being executed in a military barracks. A government spokesman protested the story after it was published. Le Monde said it condemned what it called an arbitrary decision in the strongest terms and demanded that the authorities rescind it. Weeks after massive cyclone Freddy hit Mozambique for a second time, the still-flooded country is facing a spiraling cholera outbreak that threatens to add to the devastation. More than 19,000 cases of cholera have been confirmed across eight of Mozambique's provinces as of March 27th. That's according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. It's a figure which has doubled, almost doubled, in a week. Volunteers are going from house to house distributing bottles of water purifier, but supplies are running low, and rural areas are also facing outbreaks of malaria and the threat of a missed harvest. During her visit to Guatemala, Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen visited the Mayan ruins at the Tikal National Park. This took place on Saturday. Tsai was accompanied by the Guatemalan president and government officials from both countries. The two heads of state met on Friday to discuss bilateral issues to consolidate trade ties. Guatemala and Taiwan celebrated 62 years of bilateral relations last November. The city of Minneapolis has entered into an agreement with the state of Minnesota to revamp police policies in the wake of the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a settlement agreement approved by the city council after the Minnesota Department of Human Rights demanded change and wrote a blistering report about the Minneapolis Police Department, finding it had engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination for at least a decade. Mayor Jacob Frey in 2021, when George Floyd's family won a settlement over his death at the knee of a white police officer.
We need to be unapologetic in our pursuit of a more equitable local government and a more just approach to community safety in our city.
The agreement includes rules on body-worn cameras, dealing with mental illness, and an independent inspector to monitor compliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bulgarians are voting today in their fifth parliamentary election in 2 years amid rising resentment toward political elites. Marissa Melton, VOA News.